Coming up on the Shelley Irwin Show podcast today, Grand Action 2.0 offers a community gathering as a celebration for the Acrisure Amphitheater opening. We get a preview. Holland Hospital and GVSU celebrate the inaugural recipients of the Holland Nursing Scholars Program. This Saturday at the Shelley Irwin Fun Run, the Girls Choral Academy will be singing the national anthem to kick off the run. We preview the Red, Whites, and Brews fundraiser happening in May, and Healthy Homes Coalition hosts a Healthy Homes Mix and Sip. Also in May, we get the preview of that as well.
Welcome to our morning show. You, Executive Director Carol Wood, to talk all things Acrisure Amphitheater Community Celebration. Count me in. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, Shelley.
So it's getting closer to this, plus also the opening of our wonderful vision that has come to fruition, and that's where we'll start. When was the idea of an Acrisure Amphitheater to be? Carol, congratulations. You're almost there.
Thank you. It's been a long couple of years, but it's finally here.
For one who's not heard of this opportunity to, hear talent on stage at the new theater, I guess, how's it going, and how often does one have a community celebration, Kara?
Well, it doesn't happen very often. Grand Action is excited to host community celebration, which will include an all-day event of local artists, food, venue tours, family-friendly activities, and, to top off the evening, a drone show.
Oh, well, let's take it apart. First of all, we are celebrating a wonderful new opportunity to bring, good souls, dollars, and more to our West Michigan. So you can't beat that. Grand opening community celebration. It's Saturday, May 16th. And is the opportunity available just to involve the community to this next step in our life, Carol?
That's right. So the general public is open and able to come to the venue and tour it before it opens. The event is going to run from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Saturday, May 16th, and we look forward to inviting all our friends and neighbors to the site before it kicks off its inaugural season.
Nice, thank you. All right, let's go through a couple of venue opportunities. Full day of music, as you mentioned. Drop a couple names. And is this a free event too, right?
It sure is. And we encourage people to go online and register for a ticket at the website, acrisureamphitheater.com. But, of course, showing up the day of is A-OK, too. We've got bands and performances starting at 11:30 a.m., running until 10 p.m. that evening.
Thank you for that. What about food?
There'll be food trucks. There'll also be concessions, so a variety of opportunities to experience local food vendors alongside the self-guided tours of the venue itself.
Rain or shine?
Rain or shine.
Yes. Attire suggested?
Oh, casual. This is going to be, a family-friendly event, and you can walk through the venue as performances are taking place on various stages, and so we look forward to a lot of really great local entertainment during the day.
Wonderful. Well, I'm looking at your bands and performances. Literally in about 10 minutes, we'll be speaking to those with the Girls Choral Academy that will be performing. They will be singing the national anthem for our race on this Saturday. So it is all about community. And then, as you mentioned, you end with a Meyer-sponsored community drone show?
Yes, we're excited that Meyer has sponsored the drone show, which will take place at the end in the sky, accompanied by music. So it'll be an exciting opportunity to really showcase what's possible in downtown Grand Rapids on our riverfront.
Oh, good. Kara Wood with us again, Executive Director, Grand Action 2.0. It's almost ready for us, Acrisure Amphitheater, a community celebration, May 16th. And then the 101s, Kara, what day is the actual first act?
The first act will be Lionel Richie on May the 15th.
So the day before, all warmed up for us. Can one, on that day of community celebration, May 16th, purchase a ticket or two while I'm there?
Yes, the box office will be available, and tickets are available online at acrisureamphitheater.com.
I know there's still talk of all the parking varieties and more. Get to places early. What's your general suggestion here?
Make a plan in advance, and encourage you to park in any of the ramps or lots, but also take public transportation. The Dash will be running that day. There's also bike and scooter parking on site, and I would encourage folks to just make a plan in advance.
That's called probably the secret to success in anything, plan appropriately. All right. I know we'll talk again. Looking forward to this Saturday, May 16th, again with the opening the day prior. How can the community help in general, Executive Director Kara Wood?
Go online to grandaction.org and be a part of the fundraising campaign to finish out the work that we're doing to raise funds for the two projects. But certainly come check it out and buy tickets to events. That's more important.
That's where the dollars are invested. But if something's free, I'll head there. Kara, we'll talk again. Congratulations to you. I know there's a soccer stadium also rising. We'll get back together for that. But right now, it's all things Acrisure Amphitheater. Thanks and congratulations.
Thank you, Shelley.
A great collaboration with Fruition. Holland Hospital and Grand Valley State University celebrate the inaugural recipients of the Holland Hospital Nursing Scholars Program. We look forward to this conversation. Melissa Spooner, Vice President and Chief Nursing Officer at Holland Hospital. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Welcome to you. Brady O'Brien, Patient Care Assistant in Holland Hospital's Emergency Department. Thank you for your service.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Let me get right into our conversation, as nursing is important in addition to our emergency rooms. Melissa, let's talk about this opportunity for students and recipients of a scholars program to get involved. First of all, this is a classroom-to-bedside bridge, so vital, of course, for our local healthcare system. Can you set up our conversation?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is an opportunity for students to earn up to $20,000 in tuition support, or about $5,000 per semester, while also working at the hospital during their time as a nursing student at Grand Valley. The scholarship is intended to help alleviate the burden of the financial strain of school, while also providing students with real life experience in the hospital.
Moving to you, if I may, Brady, you are a West Michigan native. How has this scholarship changed your experience as a student?
It's been really great. I mean, like Melissa said, it's just kind of taken a huge weight off financially. Nursing school comes with a lot of expenses, and it's pretty stressful. So just kind of having that support lets me focus more on school and kind of just instead of stressing about money. Yeah, like I said, there's a lot of extra expenses, so just having one less thing to worry about has been really great. And also just kind of knowing that I have a job lined up after school just kind of takes another burden off. So it's just been really great. I'm super grateful for the opportunity.
Wonderful. Staying with you, if I may, Brady, your family, I understand, influenced you to join healthcare. Number one, why, in your opinion, are you involved in pursuing this education? And how does working as a PCA while in school help you in the classroom?
Yeah, so I think it's just a great opportunity and a career to be able to serve people. So that's kind of my main motive of going into it. Working at Holland Hospital has really just given me a strong foundation going into school. I kind of feel like I'm a step ahead because I've already had a lot of that hands-on experience that you need as a nurse. I'm kind of able to take what I learned in class and apply it both in clinicals and at work, which really just helps reinforce what I'm learning. And I also get to work with some really great experienced nurses who are always willing to teach me and support me, which has also made a pretty big impact on me. I'm super happy that I've have experience at Holland Hospital, and I'm excited to grow in my career there.
Thank you for that. Where are you in your training then, Brady?
I've got a year and a half left, so I'll be graduating December of 2027, and I'm in the BSN program.
Thank you for that. Can you expand on that, if you would, Melissa, the BSN program versus perhaps a different?
Sure, yeah. So Grand Valley has two programs. They have a second degree program for students who may have had a degree in something else prior to applying to the nursing program. And then they have their traditional four-year BSN program.
What does this mean for our community in general to see these collaborations, to see these opportunities, Melissa?
Yeah, it's really a positive for our community. The nursing shortage is real, and connections like these really help to build a pipeline of nurses that will help them stay local here in the West Michigan area to provide care for our patients in West Michigan.
All right, Brad, what would you tell the student-to-be who's on the fence?
I would say just definitely explore the different opportunities. I know Corwell kind of does a similar scholarship, but I would encourage anyone just to apply for this one. I think Holland Hospital is a great place to work. It's got a lot of great opportunities, so I would encourage anyone just to, yeah, just kind of explore their opportunities and go for it because it really can't hurt. I think it's a great place to work, and I think Holland is a great community. So, yeah.
Get done. Got done. Convinced. All right, here we are, April 20th. How do we and Grand Valley students apply for a next round then, Melissa?
Sure. So the application process begins May 1st for the second degree students that will start in the fall of 2026. And the other application will open on August 1 through 8 for the BSN or the traditional students. They have a start date of winter or January of 2027. Students who want to learn more information can go to the Kirkhoff School of Nursing website to learn more about it and to apply.
All right, go get them. And I guess, Melissa, I'll ask you, why have you chosen nursing as your career?
Wow. Well, long ago, I just knew that I wanted to help people. And I had a couple of family members that were nurses that I really respected. And so I actually am a Grand Valley grad myself, class of 97. I was chatting with Brady for a few minutes before we got started this morning and shared that he and I had similar paths. I worked as a PCA in the emergency department at Holland Hospital, almost 29 years ago while I was finishing up my degree at Grand Valley State University, and really found that experience to be quite impactful. I never thought that I would want to be an emergency room nurse, but after spending some time working as a PCA in our emergency department, really fell in love with emergency nursing, found that working as a PCA prior to graduating from nursing school really set me up well for becoming a nurse. It really helped to ease that transition from student to nurse, came into the organization feeling more confident, kind of knowing the culture, having a support group around me. And that's what we find with other nursing students who work as PCAs or work in the organization prior to transitioning to their nursing role. It's that time while they're learning that they can apply what they're learning in the classroom in real life, and also taking what they're learning in real life back to the classroom that really enhances their education. I am very thankful to Holland Hospital and the culture here that's kept me here for 29 years. It's helped me to continue to help people, the whole reason why I got into nursing in the first place, and it's been a great place to do that.
And now inviting others. Thank you, Brady O'Brien, patient care assistant in Holland Hospital's emergency department, of course, part of the educational journey. Thank you. And to you, Melissa Spooner, vice president, chief nursing officer at Holland Hospital. Thanks for this partnership with Grand Valley. Take care, both of you. Things Girls Choral Academy, because you'll hear them, their talented voices, come our Saturday morning back for round two. If that's your reason to run, walk, and skip with us this Saturday, please do. Girls Choral Academy, led by Lisa Knight. Good morning to you, Lisa.
Good morning, my friend.
Sidekick Mary Kate Mernon.
Hi.
Director of Communications and Development. Big job you have. Both we've seen you on stage and now you sharing your talents with your girl community. Oh, Lisa, you have so many hats that you wear, but this is all about GCA.
This is the GCA hat. Yeah.
Remind me of that one person who's never heard of GCA.
Ah, well, for that one person, Girls Choral Academy is an organization that mentors young girls using choral music. So we work with girls 1st through 12th grade all across Kent County. They have rehearsals where they come together and they build community and they learn how to sing, but they also learn all of the things that impact the brain through music and through choral music specifically. So that's talking about math and literature and writing and syncopation and timing and teamwork and self-confidence, all of those things that help build up the inner core of who we are and strengthen these young ladies for the future.
And some of these ladies, Mary Kate, have to talk to an audience or ask for a donation. What else happens when it comes to communicating with Girls Choral Academy?
Oh my gosh, yes. I mean, we are on socials. We are on LinkedIn. We are on Facebook. We are on Instagram. So that's a great way to keep up with us online. We are posting all the time and we're performing all the time. So I'd love to see everyone come out and support us. We're going to be performing at the amphitheater opening. It's going to be Saturday, May 16th. And we're performing at 11:30 a.m. So our girls are going to get to be part of that big grand opening. And we're very excited for them to have that opportunity.
I just dropped your name about 10 minutes ago. Lisa Knight, who are these girls?
These girls are girls from all over the community, from different cultures and races and backgrounds, and all of them have a desire to do something, right? They have a dream in their heart or a twinkle in their eye. And so we try to build community with them and relationships with them so that we can begin to pull out those skills and those talents that these young girls have. And some of them don't even know that they have it until they get in there, and then they start to blossom and they start to show you all the different sides of them, right? And they decide they want to be leaders. They want to lead a song. And so that takes practice and it takes time to put things together and you have to turn things in on time. And so it's all about accountability and teamwork and really embedding in them the skill sets that they're going to need for the future.
Yes. Mary Kate, this Girls Choral Academy experience also involves camping?
It sure does. We've got a camp this summer. It is a day camp. It is from 9 a.m. to 11, Tuesday through Friday. It starts June 16th, and it's open to all girls, not just girls that are currently enrolled in our academy. And it's, I believe, grades 3 through 5th, correct?
It's 3rd through 5th, yep. Yes. And it is free.
Wow. How can it be free?
It's free because we partner with a number of organizations within the community to help support and underwrite the costs that it takes for us to do this. So they have 4 days where they're learning music, movement and dance, writing and literature. And then the 4th day is about career development and taking them out in the community and really making that bridge between the things that they're learning and things that people do in the community.
Yes. Your website, I'm on, of course, girlschoralacademy.org. 30-year anniversary. Are we going into it or are we celebrating as we speak?
We are celebrating as we speak. Mm-hmm. And it is an amazing year. It is our journey back to the Emerald City. So we have a huge benefit November 12th that we are preparing for. And when I tell you, it's going to be amazing. We've been planning for a year and a half, mm-hmm. I think.
Well, most of all, I'd say 100% of your benefits are big deals. So
absolutely
wonderful that is. Mary Kate, how can one get involved in Girls Choral Academy?
Oh, there's so many opportunities. I mean, we're always looking for volunteers at events to help us with our girls or to help us get set up for things. We are always accepting donations. I think our girls need support now more than ever, and it's a great way to get involved just in that sense as well. You can go onto our website, girlschoralacademy.org, and we've got a page that kind of lays out all of the different ways you can get involved, whether that's monetarily or with your time and talents. We would love, whatever you have to give, our girls would love to learn from. So,
Lisa, does one of the activities include a Chicago trip?
It does. So we have 7 different campuses now around the community. And we work specifically with GRPS, doing after-school programming in 4 of their schools right now. We're expanding this fall. We're adding 2 more schools to that. And if the girls are in this program and they participate for 80% of the program, so coming to rehearsals and the different events and things that we plan for them, they get to go to Chicago. We take them for a day trip over there to just explore. They get to see things that they may not have had an opportunity to see, and it's free for them, and they get an opportunity to perform while they're there.
Mary Kate, again, as an actor, are these girls learning discipline, responsibility, theater etiquette?
Oh my gosh, yes. And we're looking to expand as we grow as an organization as well. Right now, we're focused on the music and the building of a person part of it. And we're hoping in the future to incorporate dance and movement. And I think that's such an important skill for girls to be learning. It builds such confidence and lets them know that they're allowed to make choices for themselves.
What else is important? We know, Lisa King.
Just being a part of this work is important, right? As we think about our future and think about all the things that are being taken away from us, we want to be able to have a space where these children can still dream about what they can do and who they can be. But it's not even just our kids, it's their families, right? We bring families alongside. We help to support them in some of the things that they need and let them be a part of what we're doing.
How much do time, talents, and treasures count, Mary Kate?
How much do they count?
Yes, I mean, time, talent, treasures involved here.
Oh, yes, it counts for everything. These girls, like everything that we are able to give to them, helps them grow to be bigger and better. And I think it all counts. All of it counts.
Yes. All right. Details one more time. How can I find out more information, Mary Kate?
GirlsChoralAcademy.org. We've got information about our summer camp on there, upcoming events, how to get involved with donations or your time and talents, or just reach out to us and we can help you figure out how best to fit in.
Leave me with inspiration, Lisa Knight.
If we don't pour into our children now, we won't have a future of dreamers, a future of doctors, leaders, creators. We need everyone engaged in the work that we're doing, and it is so important. This is what I had when I was a young person. I had mentors and people who poured into me, and I could never have created the space where I was in. I could not have planned it myself, but having people to stand behind you and with you to help push you and guide you is what we need. And we continue to need those things even as adults. So I hope that you will come along beside us and help us to build the next generation of greatness in our community.
Seeing those talented voices this Saturday, for sure, seeing the national anthem at our race run, fun run.
Yes.
Mary Kate and Lisa, thank you for your community spirit.
Thank you, Shelley.
Thank you.
All you do.
Hi to the girls.
All right.
Let's talk all things camp. We touched on a camp for Girls Choral Academy, but this camp, well, starts soon and will be with us all summer long. It changes lives. Indian Trails Camp, ICUS Life Enrichment Services prepares for camp, but also the annual Red, Whites, and Brews in May. I look forward to this annual event and this annual interview. Nikki OTA, always a pleasure. Good morning to you. Thanks for your good work.
Good morning, Shelley.
Joe Woodruff, appreciate you doing great things, leading the gang, and obviously making lives change in your world. Hi, Joe.
How you doing?
All right. Okay, Red, Whites, and Brews. Are we ready, Nikki?
We are ready. Coming up May 14th, so it's going to be our 13th annual this year. So bigger and better than ever.
Yes. And why is it necessary to be bigger and better?
Because it's our only fundraising event of the year. So the crucial funds that we get from that this year are going to go to rebuild our high adventure course. So we've had this rock wall, zip line, high ropes course for 25 years, and it's kind of outlived its existence now. And so this will be the last year for the current structure. We need to get it rebuilt, and this is one way that we can fundraise to do so.
So when I'm walking around and bidding on silent auctions and bidding, saying yes to live auctions, bid high and bid often?
That's right. The more, the merrier.
We'll get back to that and, of course, on how to sign up. Looking forward to this personally as well. Joe, you've been at the helm for a bit now. Experience under your belt. Remind the listener, if they've never heard of Indian Trails Camp, and we mentioned ICUS Life Enrichment Services as well. What are you all about?
So Indian Trails Camp is our 74th year, and we are a camp for individuals with disabilities, and we are one of a handful nationwide that are universally adaptive camps. So Nikki had mentioned about the rock wall. What it makes us so unique is that adaptive, universal sports and anything and activities that they can do. So adaptive zip lining, boating, biking, rock wall climbing, and then ICUS Life Enrichment Services. So we provide year-round services to individuals with disabilities and a variety of different things, from community living supports to supported employment. We also have a program called Rec Connect as well.
What's your personal connection?
Personal connection to the organization. Now I've just celebrated my fourth year here, and I've helped individuals with disabilities in a variety of ways and professionally for over 23 years now. And just it's fulfilling in life and everything we do.
Nice. Nikki, here we are, April 20th. When does camp start?
Camp starts the beginning of June. Yes, so we've got full summer on board, yes.
Are you taking in applications for counselors and all that good stuff?
Oh, yes, counselors. We are still needing counselors, camp nurse. There's a variety of positions available, so they can go to our website and they can see all the current job openings.
Let's get back into May 14th. Give me the specifics. Why are we going to have bigger and better fun?
Well, it's always good to have bigger and better fun. So Thursday, May 14th, 6 to 9. So like I said, it's our only fundraising event of the year. The event is curated by the Crush Grape. So there's a wide variety of wines and beers. And then we also have a non-alcoholic selection this year as well, which is new. We have live music from a band called Pretty Rage. And we have amazing silent and live auction items.
Will be fun. Do you still need donations to your items of silence?
Yes, we'll always take additional items. We do have a few that we're still looking to fill spots for, but looking good. And tickets are on sale too. So if people have not already gotten their tickets, they can do so.
Yes. How does one do that?
They can go to our website. We also have a Facebook event page, but the easiest way is probably the website, and they can order them right online.
Why is it called Red, Whites, and Brews?
Reds, Whites, and Brews. Red wine, white wine, and brews.
There'll be a flag there somewhere.
The trifecta.
Yeah. Joe, give me a, I've been involved, thank you very much, and looking forward to this year as well. I mean, the vibe is just, we're outdoors, you know, knock on wood. We're mingling, we're getting to know. Will there be testimonies from campers and supporters?
Yes, we will have a testimony from a parent as well this year, just to mix things up and get their perspective on what it means to their loved one as well as what it means to them.
Yes. And Nikki, tease me with that. Obviously, your campers are number one, but it takes a village to make the success even bigger and better.
It does. We have a committee that helps with the event. We have board members that help with the event. A lot of volunteers put their time and effort into this event. And yes, it does benefit all the individuals that we serve, specifically the campers in the summer. But it does take a wide variety of people to make this event happen, and we appreciate all of them.
And remind us why we're introducing ICUS Life Enrichment Services as part of Indian Trails Camp.
That is actually our parent organization. Mm-hmm. So that's the piece that started the additional programming separate from the camp. So that's our day programming.
Yes. And Joe, remind me of the wonderful trails that you have in your own backyard.
Yes. So we have about 30 acres of property that's dedicated to Indian Trails Camp and ICUS Life Enrichment Services. But it's actually really extremely beautiful. It's at Amon Park. And so the views are majestic. We have it. It's called Root Beer Lake as well, and that's where Reds, Whites, and Brews will be near to as well.
You get to look out and see that.
Yes, absolutely.
Lake. Yeah. again, Indian Trails Camp, Ica's Life Enrichment Services, preparing for the annual Red, Whites, and Brews in May, May 14th, to mark your calendar for sure. Any other teases, Nikki? Pretty cool auction items, I hope?
We do. We have a select group of live auction items that are very new and different this year. So, yeah, so it'll be interesting.
You got Chuck coming for me?
I do have Chuck coming.
The one who does
tag team.
Yeah, so no, he's wonderful. And it is all about raising dollars that night. So make sure that is part of your. But you also have time to get to know parents and others who support. I know you have a very strong board. And tell me more about the music on the patio there.
Yes. We have a band called Pretty Rage that's coming this year that's going to play. So they do a lot of like 80s music. So it'll be a fun night. And in between the auctions and the food and beverage, you can enjoy the music.
And you get enough to eat.
Absolutely.
And drink for sure.
Absolutely. We have a lot of new appetizers this year.
Oh, that gets you there. And how else can we help throughout the year, Joe?
Yeah, we're always looking for, obviously, employees to work at Ica's Life Enrichment Services, as well as visiting our website, icaslife.org. And also, we also accept volunteers, too. And it's great for, I know Nikki works hand in hand with a lot of corporate entities that come and volunteer at camp. And so we're always welcome to them.
Yes. And what would their jobs be?
We have a variety of jobs. So because we have 30 acres and 27 buildings, we always need help.
Actually, I think Rotary cleaned up last week.
They did. They did. I was with them. Yes, they did a great job. So a lot of times we have groundwork outside preparing for camp or preparing for winter. We have indoor things where they're like getting cabins ready or cleaning buildings or just helping set up for events. So it's a wide variety of options.
What do you most look forward to this summer, Joe, in closing?
The smiles, the laughter, the sounds of camp, it's just an amazing experience. And these individuals wait year-round for this. And it's so amazing just to see the look on their faces every day during camp.
Yes. All right, Nikki, let's go for final details for May 14th. It'll be here before you know it.
Sure. Reds, Whites, and Brews, Thursday, May 14th, 6 to 9 p.m. You can go to our website to get tickets, $100 per person. It's a good deal. And the sponsorships are also still available.
And Joe, campers come back every year?
Yes, absolutely. So we have decades-long campers. People have been coming for 30, 40. We even had a camper not too long ago. They came in like 50 years. So it's just amazing. Just they call it their favorite place on earth. So,
as it should be. All right, have fun. See you May 14th for our Red, Whites, and Brews. And we're going to be bigger and better with money being brought in for your purpose. Thank you, Joe and Nikki.
Thanks,
Shelley. Thank you so much.
Let's talk all things Healthy Homes Coalition of West Michigan fundraiser under their calendar, in their calendar. You don't want to miss come May 7th. Let's talk with you, Jamila Maughan, about Healthy Homes Coalition. Stand by. Good morning, Jamila.
Good morning.
To your side, one involved in your board and more, Corey Vandermeer. Corey, good morning to you.
Morning, Shelley.
Thank you. Healthy Homes Coalition of West Michigan. Anything with the word health in it is cool. Of course, homes important, and coalition means there's some working together here, Jamila.
Yes, yes. Most importantly, working together. Yes.
Tell me about the coalition and more.
Yeah, so Healthy Homes was created almost 20 years ago. It'll be 20 years this summer. Our work is deeply derived into servicing families. So we're working in identifying potential environmental hazards, going into the home, reducing the barriers, and supporting families where they are.
Yes. And how are you doing with your mission?
We're doing pretty well. You know, the need is there. We've seen an increase in folks looking for services, so we're excited to be able to provide them. And, yeah, we're doing well.
You representing the board, Corey, tell me more about why your interest in this organization.
Yeah, well, thanks for having us, Shelley. I have a couple of young children, and I grew up in a household that was affected by asthma. So this was a way for me to help impact our community and help kids stay healthy.
Yes. I want to, Jamila, talk about your mix and sip here shortly, but what makes for a healthy home?
Yeah, a healthy home is a home free of environmental hazards. So as families knowing what potential risks are in their home and having the resources to rectify it should there be a need to.
So you are Healthy Homes Coalition of West Michigan. What does the word coalition mean?
Yeah, the word coalition means partnership. We know we cannot do this work independently. It is a collective effort with different providers, whether state, locally, nationally, all supporting one another to serve the best needs of our children.
And West Michigan in general, who do you serve?
West Michigan, we serve the entire county of Kent County. So anyone that's in those boundaries can reach out for support and we'll share what resources are available.
What's happening on May 7th, Corey?
Yes, so we're hosting our annual Mix and Sip. It's May 7th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Four Star Theater on Division. It's $25, and we'll have a good time.
Yes. Venue is the Four Star Theater, beautiful theater that's been kind of reconstructed or re-renovated is the best term there. Tell me, Jamila, about how the night will go.
Yeah, it'd be a cool evening. Come out, be able to mix and mingle with other folks. We have a silent auction. There will be hors d'oeuvres, good company. One should not want to miss it.
Will there be a presentation, a small program I trust in between so I can find out why I'm donating?
Absolutely. There will be some language and communication around our need, exactly what the night is for, which is raising funds to support our mission and our work and to learn more about Healthy Homes.
And just more on the basics, Corey, I think there's ample parking in the area, that area, yes?
Yes, there will be plenty of parking. I believe it's across the street, easy to get to.
Yes. Is this an annual event? Do you have annual opportunities for those to come and support Healthy Homes?
Absolutely. This is an annual event. We also host the annual Lunch and Learn at Calvin in the fall. There's many ways to learn about Healthy Homes, reaching out. We do in-office tours for folks that are interested to learn more about our work as well.
Yes. Give me more, and I'll start with you, Jamila, on more Healthy Homes. Do you do radon testing, making sure that we've got the smoke alarms going on?
Yeah, we have a few different programs, but our approach is very much holistically. So we're looking at all potential environmental risks, including radon, lead, indoor air quality. We do some work around unintentional injury as well. And then lastly, community engagement as well as advocacy.
And Corey, tell me a little bit about your family's journey and what has helped you, with asthma, which doesn't go away.
Sure. So we grew up, I think all of us had asthma, and a lot of it had to do with mold in the home, but also just the environmental factors in the home. So we were no stranger to having inhalers and the like in our home. So when I had the opportunity to start serving on the board, it was a great way for me to help other homes that are affected by the same thing.
Yes. Give me another example, Jamila, of how you would serve. Say I'm listening and, do you go as far as I have water in the basement and I don't know what to do?
Yeah, not so much that, but we can provide some education on next steps. We don't do the physical repairs in the home, but we go in the home with environmental screening, which shares with us what areas to target. Once we identify issues in the home, then we're providing the supply. So if we are working with a family that has asthma issues, we're looking at potential triggers of those asthma concerns and then providing support resources to minimize what those risks are.
Yes. So hence that word coalition.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. You, what else do you need, I guess, from the community?
We need just support, general support and partnership. So whether that is coming out to volunteer, perhaps referring a friend or a neighbor to services, signing up for our newsletter, sharing a message online about our services, or financial support.
And Corey, what would I do as a volunteer?
There are various ways to volunteer. We are looking for more board members and people to join our committees. We would love to talk to more people in the community about getting involved. But right now, we just want a ton of people at the Mix and Sip. So the more the better.
Let's get back to the Mix and Sip. So I'll stay with you, Corey. So doors open at what time?
It starts at 5 o'clock. I believe doors open at 4:30. And Mammoth is also going to be sponsoring and providing some cocktails.
Distillery, right?
Yes.
That's cool. Jamila, is there entertainment, you say?
There will be. We'll have a silent auction. We'll have music playing. But, yeah.
Yes. And is that the theater that has the wonderful stage and the and the chandelier.
It is, yes.
Yeah, I was in an event prior last year to that as well that offered that because the ambiance is cool.
Yeah.
And Jamila, will you get us excited in the audience?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll be there. The board members will be there. Our entire team will be there. We're excited. We look forward to this every year. And it's a really cool opportunity to engage with others.
Yes. And it's an appetizer, strolling type of venue versus a seated dinner, correct?
Absolutely.
Yes. And you say there's a ticket. There needs to be a ticket price.
Yes.
It's a fundraiser.
Yep. $25.
Wonderful. And then silent auction, bid high and bid often.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Frequently. All right. Anything else we need to know, Corey?
You can purchase tickets at the website. We've also have some posts on social media. Any way anyone can get involved, we'd be thankful.
Yes. What continues to be your big dream, Jamila?
Our biggest dream is to reach folks before they are poisoned by environmental risk, and to expand our reach of work to be able to serve beyond Kent County and be a support to other organizations that are looking to do the similar work.
Yes. And if one wants to join a committee or a board, reach out to you for service?
Yes, absolutely. Check out our website. Send me an email. We'd love to have you.
Great. Lots of asks, but this community often responds with saying yes, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, Mix and Sip, we're talking May 7th. That's a Thursday evening. That means start the weekend, right?
Yeah.
5 to 7, Four Star Theater. Sign up one more time on?
The website is hhcwm.org.
Thank you both for your leadership in this conversation to sip, mix, and support Healthy Homes Coalition of West Michigan. That's where we are. Thanks, you, Jamila and Corey.
Thanks, Shelley.
Thank you.
Your inspiration for the day, according to Paola Coelho, when you are enthusiastic about what you do, you feel this positive energy. It's very simple. Find your enthusiasm and chase it. Have a good day. Hope you enjoy the show. I'm Shelley Irwin.